state agencies are going through the meticulous and sometimes painful work of delivering proposals cutting 10% for the upcoming budget cycle. But a good deal of this work is done out of public eye, in state committee hearings or agency board meetings. Eva DeLuna Castro says that's because state agencies really can't spend time and money letting the people of Texas know about the cuts. Castro is with the Center for Public Policy Priorities, a progressive state policy think tank.
You don't really want state agencies turning right around and spending state tax dollars to lobby the legislature for more money. So most of them are very careful about putting out newsletters or email alerts or anything that would look like they're letting people know what's being proposed.
She says the state's teachers' retirement system was reprimanded by legislative leadership a few years ago for creating a hotline that let retirees and anyone else call to find out about the latest proposed cuts and how they could be affected. That's why San Antonio State Representative Democrat Mike Villarreal has spent the last week trying to tell anyone listening about some of the proposed cuts to the Texas Department of State Health Services, which include cutting about 113,000 kids from a state immunization program.
We're trying to bring, a human perspective to what is too often a very dull, boring, bureaucratic story.
Villarreal is also using these revelations as a campaign tool. He doesn't call the spending proposals agency cuts. He calls them Perry cuts and places the blame squarely at the feet of the Republican governor. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Bill White has been doing the same. His staff was downright giddy when Perry stepped to the mic Friday and acknowledged that the state is facing a pretty sizable budget deficit.
You would have to be deaf, dumb, and blind not to understand that we have a major financial crisis on our hands.
White's campaign staff quickly created a YouTube video, complete with opinionated subtitles, to point out what the campaign sees as failed management by Governor Rick Perry. But continue to the second part of Governor Perry's statement, and he's able to do his own political dance on the state's budget woes by pointing out who he thinks is responsible for the shortfall.
Thanks mostly to an administration and a Congress that has been out of control in their spending.
That keeps the governor on his message of Texas good, Democrats in Washington and just about everywhere else, bad. But it's not just politicians that are using the budget battles as a chance to score political points. Some of the state agencies being told to make 10% cuts are making sure elected officials understand the severity of the cuts. One of the most pointed statements, says Eva DeLuna Castro, came in the budget proposal from the Texas Department of Insurance.
They say, if you want to cut weight from a car and you remove two of the tires and half the transmission, it ceases to work like a car. The same could be said for TDI. You take away their funding, and they basically, at some point, stop being the Department of Insurance.
Even so, cuts will still have to be made somewhere. Lawmakers will spend the 2011 legislative session trying to figure out what's the best mixture of cuts and revenue increases to make it all balance. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.